7-9.
An outpouring of grief for many Americans with ties to Haiti, and so many reaching out and trying to help the people there. It blows you away when you see some of the sad pictures and the video coming out of that area. In fact, so many people have tried to help that you can't even get the planes into Haiti right now. Port-au-Prince, where of course, a lot of the damage was done. The FAA has grounded the flights. You simply cannot land there, and there isn't the gas to get some of the planes who have been grounded off the ground. So, bravo to so many Americans, honestly, who have a big heart and want to do whatever they can, even if they don't have a lot to give, to help an impoverished country get back on its feet. The global reaction, of course, to the Haiti quake has been just as large. But again, it's the United States that steps in and takes charge of a rough situation. There are no words really to describe the struggle. People without food, water, and of course devastated by the loss of loved ones, and in some cases barely hanging on to life, clinging on to life themselves. There have been crazy MASH units set up with makeshift tents to try to treat the people who have various injuries, and of course the need is so great. There are shiploads of stuff on the way. Some Navy ships are on the way. And lots of people, as I mentioned at the top, trying so hard to do whatever they can for the families over there who have lost children and husbands and wives and cousins and aunts. And almost anybody could relate to that. But when you think of one of the worst places that you could possibly go to, and when I'm saying real poverty, poverty that I saw in other countries, like when I went to Guayaquil in Ecuador and was shocked by the shanty towns that I saw, can't describe it to you. Still don't think I could do it justice. I was blown away by what I saw from the people there. And this, I understand, is that much worse than what I saw in Ecuador. So we'll tell you a little bit later in the show a place where you can send help if you have anything to donate. A pastor will join us in case you missed that, and he'll tell you about Haiti and about what his missions have done and his schools and churches and whatnot that they've built, Pastor Stuart Farley. And then he also reacts, by the way, to the crazy comments of Pat Robertson, who, of all times, to rap on the head of the Haitians and go back in history and tear them apart. Poor timing, to say the least. And poor taste. Has he lost it? Has he gone insane with his crazy old world views? And again, going too far back into the history books, I guess. A lot of people not looking too kindly on what Pat had to say. All right, a couple of other things have happened, perhaps while you were sleeping, including the fact that the president has decided to rap on the heads of the bankers. And when I say that, I mean, these are the same bankers that helped get Obama elected. But he said the obscene bonuses are just too much to take, so it's time to get all the money back from the banks, and that they would have to pay a new fee to recoup the cost of bailing out firms at the height of the financial crisis, because it's not right. The goal was to prevent excesses in the future, not necessarily to punish banks for past behavior. He was careful about that rhetoric. But what would happen, it would, of course, require congressional approval. Let's say that. We know that. And it would last at least 10 years and generate about $90 billion over the decade if the estimates are correct. And companies that are in good enough shape is what Obama said to afford massive bonuses. They are surely in good enough shape to afford paying back every penny to the taxpayers. I think that's when the public sentiment went off the charts. So many of us didn't like the idea of the bailout in the first place, going back before Obama to AIG, and then it just got worse and worse. and the fact that our deficit is so outrageous and off the charts. And hey, all of you know this, the Chinese are dangling that carrot above our head, and it's called massive money that they are owed, because they own the debt, baby. And that's scary. People forget about that, but it is right there in our midst. And you think about, at times, the little dance that our government has to do with the Chinese government because of that. And here we go again. In this case, with the big banks, you know, I mean, they took reckless risks. Why? Because they were bloody greedy. It was for the short-term profits. And they plunged us into a massive crisis, a crisis that was far from over, especially with the housing industry. If you look down the road, in a lot of parts of this country, you're still talking 2 to 3 years, maybe a little bit more even, before that turns around. And in the meantime, when you hear of 80, 90 billion generated, when you hear of what the average Goldman Sachs guy is making, what the bonuses were, oh, it just infuriates you. So the $700 billion Troubled Assets Relief Program, what a mouthful, TARP, of course, had to be expanded to help the auto companies and homeowners. And AIG, they got the biggest boost of the whole thing, $70 billion, pretty close to that. And they'll have to pay the tax. So anybody that's at a level of certainly $50 billion or up would be slammed with it. It includes all of the big banks. Just for the record, the Treasury has given $247 billion to about 700 banks. Of that, $162 billion has been repaid, and banks have paid an additional $11 billion in interest and dividends. But still a lot of money is owed. So Obama comes out in a way and goes after the bankers and ultimately sums it up by saying his commitment is to the taxpayers. He wants to recoup the money that we lost, because we're the taxpayers, bailing out those large financial institutions and put people in horrible spots. Hey, I know two people that barely, I mean, they almost lost their houses. They had to have their friends rally around them so that they could stay in place. And these are two families I know with kids. And it wasn't for lack of working or trying to work or whatever. It was simply because of what happened with the mortgages. Here's an interesting thing as a quick side note, since we're on the financial side of the ledger, if you will. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, who needs to be gone, is going to testify before a House probe into his role in deals that sent billions of bailout bucks to Goldman Sachs and, of course, the other big banks, because there was no, I mean, where was the watchdog on this? What happened there? Why the Federal Reserve Bank of New York paid banks to cancel their contracts with AIG and didn't demand any kind of concessions, for example? You know, how much money did these deals cost us, billions more, is the answer to that, than was necessary? That did not have to happen. There were several things that don't add up, so we'll see what Geithner has to say. Or earlier it looked like, and Geithner was saying this, he approved the decisions, of course, as the president of the New York Fed. He's a guy who never should have been there in the first place, right? Let's face it. All right, coming up on the flip side, it's called Nail the Score. Our massive computer, our supercomputer at the mothership in Minneapolis will randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL. We're into the playoffs, baby, and maybe you will be our next winner. We're dying to have somebody win this. Stay with us.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
I love it when it speeds up like that. Everybody's anxious to get to this one. Let's roll out that computer, Matt, and let her fly. Can we do that again? This is impossible. Hit it again. Oh, I bet Matt's not happy about this because he doesn't want to jinx his Vikings. You guessed it, the Vikings are hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the big game. Let's hope somebody can become a champion this time around this season as we're deep into, well, we're getting deep into the playoffs and to the road. It is the road to the Super Bowl, rather. So the Vikings hosting the Cowboys, it's the early afternoon game, I call it the lunchtime game for people in the central area and in the east too. And of course, if you're in the Pacific time zone, even better. You wake up, you watch some football, get the whole day in front of you. This is a tough one to analyze, I think, but I like the Vikings home field advantage. Simply put, there's not any injuries with the Cowboys. The Cowboys have looked good the last couple of weeks, but think of what they've done during the season. I think there are holes that could be exposed. The strong point for the Cowboys to me is not so much that offense and Tony Romo at all. I think the strong point is the defense. Now, if Brett Favre can get some of that coverage and do what he does so well and not have a lot of turnovers, I think it's going to be the Vikings that win this one. And I'm going to say that the final score is 27-17. 27-17. I think the Cowboys will have a big let up this week. You might disagree or you might agree. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I'm sure the usual suspects will check in. If you've never done this before, don't be shy because you can win a whole lot of loot, so it's good for you. Gift certificates, a phone, all that kind of cool stuff. So don't be shy about stepping up to the plate. All you have to do is pick one team, the Vikings or the Cowboys, and then again, what you think the final score will be. Matt, I'm sure for you, it's not tough to pick necessarily, but you may feel like a little bit of the jinx could be in if you actually give us a score guess. But don't worry about that because I don't think that's true in the case of the Vikings.
Yeah, I think we got this one wrapped up pretty well. I don't really see any problems this weekend. I'm just going to go out. We got people calling in, so I'm going to go 38-17 Vikings in a rout.
Ooh, 38-17. So he likes the Cowboys just to score 17, too. How about that? All right, so both of us are picking the Vikings, and we'll see what you say, America, to that. Let's go to our leadoff woman, Jana in Iowa. Jana, where you been? How have you been?
Oh, pretty good. I've been listening to you and snuggled in where it was warm.
You don't wear a Snuggie, do you?
No. I was just snuggled up.
All right, that's good. Whew, that makes me feel better. Nothing against the Snuggies or anything. What do you think? You think the Vikings win this or the Cowboys?
Well, the Vikings have got to win. Yay, my guys. I think the score will be 24-14.
Oh, 24-14. All right, so three Vikings in a row. You got to love that. Enjoy the game, Jana, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Kate.
Bye-bye. What a great lady. Still, she sent me, like, one of the coolest T-shirts I have. It's got this whole little bike thing on it. Clarence is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Clarence, are you on a break in your car? Clarence? Oh, no. Somebody has kidnapped Clarence. This is not good. This is happening live on America Tonight. Clarence, call us back. Somehow you have a bad cell, I think. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. So instead, let's see if we can get a clearer signal. You know that whole map coverage thing that they try to throw on Verizon versus AT&T? Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Hey, kiddo. Yeah, I hope they find him.
I hope they find him, too.
Minnesota is definitely going to beat Dallas, but I'm thinking like 48-37.
Ooh, 48-37. No, that's good. Hey, it could be an oddball score. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a run-up. I wouldn't be surprised by that at all, Mark. So don't poo-poo your guess after you throw it out there.
They have good games, both of them, that could do that, you know?
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be good. It's going to be an interesting game. Absolutely. But I think the Cowboys are going to be on the losing end of it.
Yeah. Thank you, dear.
Thank you. Have a good weekend. All right, let's move on to Rick in Illinois. Rick.
How you doing, girl?
I'm doing good. You have the floor. I'm thinking, I'm like Miss Cleo. I'm thinking Rick is picking the Vikings.
Yes.
Okay. And what do you think that's...
I'm on overtime, so I can't talk very long.
All right, 19.
Vikings, 27.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas, 13.
27-13. What did you say? You can't talk very long because you're working?
Overtime.
Oh, overtime. Good for you.
Yeah. So, boss.
Cha-ching.
Boss, my cat's goofing off.
All right, so go back to work. We don't want you to lose your job. Thanks, Rick.
Okay. Bye.
He needs that overtime anyway to pay for those taxes like the rest of us. How about from Rick in Illinois to Dale in Illinois? Hey, Dale.
Well, I think you got a conspiracy there and at the shop. You got Matt in Minneapolis, right?
Right.
And you in Dallas, who's a Eagles fan.
That's right.
And that computer, this doesn't sound very official, Kate.
I have to trust young Matt that he seems like an honest guy, and I have to trust that he's hitting the right buttons.
Well, he can't be honest picking the Vikings for this game.
Are you picking the Cowboys?
Well, of course.
I love it.
34 Cowboys, 17 the Minneapolis, whatever you call them.
34-17 Cowboys. Wow. Oh, you know, who knows? I mean, the Cowboys feel pretty confident. They've been practicing all week, and they feel good.
That's right. You know, in the last game that I picked, I was only off 2 touchdowns.
You were.
And a safety and a field goal.
That's right. So you could be right, my friend. You are locked and loaded.
Okay.
Thank you. 800-259-5791. Wow, Dale. I'm surprised you didn't get like a boo from the audience. 34-17, picking the boys. One thing the people in Dallas are saying, and the Cowboys themselves are asked about this, is apparently the Vikings decided to take some time off. Childress, their coach, said, hey, take the whole week off, man. Chill. And there's a question as, in having the rest, is it better to have the rest or the momentum? Which is it? And I have to go back to, as much as I love my Eagles, how banged up they were and how many problems they had in those 2 games. I don't know if that's a good test, a good yardstick to measure by. How about Joe in Kentucky? Hello, Joe.
How you doing, Kate?
I'm good. How have you been?
I'm doing good. You know, I think the only reason you're picking the Vikings is because we don't have the Eagles no more.
That's right, or I would have picked the Eagles. You know it.
Well, I'm going to take the Vikings, too, I guess. Better hate to. 24-17.
Woo! 24-17. Say it ain't so, Joe. We'll see. All right, you're locked and loaded as well. 24-17. Thank you. Let's move on to Clarence in Kentucky. Hey, Clarence.
Hello?
Hey, what's your guess?
Well, you know, we're on a roll.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And Dallas, 27. Minnesota, 20.
Woo! The Cowboys again. Clarence, loving those Cowboys. Hey, if you were in Dallas, everybody feels confident. They think they're going to win the Super Bowl the way they've been talking. And Tony Romo said he wants to just keep playing. He no distractions. He's ready. He's been taking a lot of reps like usual, even throwing some extra. And they feel pretty confident, and they love it when they hear Brett Favre talking about moving forward to the next week. They're using that. That's what they call bulletin board material. And they feel like they've gotten some from the Vikings, and it could be their time. They believe that they're going to go on the road, and whether the game's going to be close or not, they think that they're going to win it. So we'll see, Clarence. Cowboys, 27-20. What do you think, America? Thank you. Have a great weekend. 800-259-5791. I've been accused of saying those numbers too fast. So 800, I mean, like those late caller lines, 800-259-5791. It's Nail the Score. Who do you think wins this?
Yeah, baby.
The Vikings or the Cowboys. We're going to go to Clifford in Missouri and Lester, who might be listening to us in Mississippi. We're going there next. Hang with us.
What would happen if you fell into a black hole? Can we see back to the beginning of time? What if Einstein never realized E equals MC squared? Every week, Guide to the Cosmos on WebTalkRadio.net takes you on an adventure through the universe, sometimes way out there, and sometimes right here at home. And we do this in plain English, so even if you fear physics and are allergic to math, you'll still love Guide to the Cosmos on WebTalkRadio.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great, cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068, and feel the minty freshness.
Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you. We're doing. That's the price of the college degree that my grandfather would say. We're doing the nail the score thing. Could have been the Cardinals and the Saints, or the Ravens and the Colts, or the Jets and the Chargers, but no. It is the Cowboys and the Vikings at the Mall of America Field at Hubert Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, Minnesota. 2 days and 10 hours from now, the two teams will meet. It's a question of, will the Cowboys prevail on the road? Will Brett Favre lead this team to yet another round in the playoffs? What happens here? It's four straight wins overall and their first playoff win in 13 years for the Dallas Cowboys. Wow, 13 years. For me personally, I'm just going to throw this in here because you'll get a chuckle out of this. The 13 years, if you go back there, that's when I first had come to Dallas and I was doing sports and covering the Dallas Cowboys, and that was it. Then after that, it was rough times for Dallas. The Vikings haven't taken the field in 2 weeks. So is that a good thing or is that a bad thing for Brett Favre, the 40-year-old quarterback? I'm thinking it's a good thing for him to get that rest. I think it was to their advantage to have that first round bye. So we'll see if the Vikings can shut down the Cowboys and or vice versa. I picked the Vikings. Matt picked the Vikings. A lot of you have picked the Vikings. Not everybody, though. Dale in Illinois lost his marbles. He picked the Cowboys. So did Clarence. Let's go to Jose in Kentucky. Hey, Jose.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, buddy?
Just getting off from work. And listen, I want Brett Favre to win another one.
Good
Maybe
for
that's
you.
Is that Friday 13th?
Uh-huh.
For the Cowboys?
Uh-huh.
So I would say that my score was 27-17. I think somebody else got it, huh?
27-17 is what I had, but you can take that score because I don't count. I'm not eligible. So do you want 27-17?
Oh, you don't count? Why not?
Because I can't win the prizes.
Oh, man. Well,
so you can take it.
I'll take it.
All right, you have adopted my score. It might be good luck for you, Jose.
Well, you know, did anybody come close last week?
No, nobody came close. Uh-uh, not close enough. You know, it's like playing horseshoes. Close does not count, so not close enough. No. We'll see. Maybe this time it'll happen. See, it's a lot harder than people think. Let's go out. Thanks, Jose. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Clifford in Missouri. Clifford, you have the floor.
Good morning, Kate. I think it's going to be Minnesota 28-14.
Ooh, 28-14, another Vikings guess. You are in the books, Clifford. Let's go to, from Missouri to another M state, Mississippi, Lester. Hello, Lester.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, I'm glad you found us. Are you a big football fan?
No.
But you want to play Nail the Score?
Yes.
Good. And that's what I say. You don't have to be a football fan. It is kind of like playing the lottery. All right, who do you like, Minnesota or Dallas?
I think it's going to be an upset. The Cowboys are going to take it 27-14.
27-14. All right, you got it. Lester, you're in. We'll announce the winners. Maybe it's going to be you, the dark horse. Lester coming in. Somebody new, a fresh voice. Maybe he takes it. You know what they say. It's like in poker. When somebody new shows up at the table, sometimes they're the ones that clear the board. It's funny. He says the Cowboys 27-14. Jana liked the Vikings 24-14. Clarence liked the Cowboys 27-20. We're getting close here. All right, we move from Mississippi to Oregon. Jim, you now have the floor. Hello, Jim.
Hi there.
Oregon, let me ask you a question. Where are you in Oregon?
I'm on the coast of Oregon in a little town called Yahat.
Ooh, that's a cool name. You live in a beautiful area. That whole state is green, green, green. Are you a native Oregonian?
No, just been here since 92.
Do you like it?
Oh, yes. Retired here.
Good for you. Met some great people from Oregon in my travels. Who do you like, the Vikings or the Cowboys?
I like the Vikings, 24-20.
All right, let me make sure no one has that. 24-20 is yours. You got it. I hope you'll be watching this game.
Will be.
All right, good luck to you, Jim. Let's go to Tom in Kansas. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Kate. Hey, I'm sorry about your Eagles.
Oh, thank you. It was a rough. You know, it wasn't even rough because once they just, I knew they were going to lose after the third quarter. I was like, I can't even watch this anymore. But I appreciate.
Sort of disintegrated.
They did. They really disintegrated. But they had some injuries and stuff. What do you think, Tom? Who do you think is going to win?
Minnesota scores a two-point conversion with less than 5 seconds left for a kickoff and wins 28-27.
Ooh, 28-27, Minnesota. That is music to the ears of young Matt Johnson. Thanks, Tom. Stay warm there in Kansas.
Do you have that one already, or is that good?
No, we got you. You are in.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Like all of you, we will probably all be in the same place watching, well, not in the same place, but we will all be doing the same thing, probably, right? Watching the game. I will definitely be watching the game. Eugene in Kentucky. Hello, Eugene.
Hello.
What's happening in your neck of the woods?
I'm traveling a little bit.
Good for you. Oh, good for you. I can hear you. I hear that you're in the car. Who do you like, Minnesota or Dallas?
The Vikings 35, Cowboys 21.
Ooh, 35. All right, 35-21, the Vikings. Have fun on those deliveries. You take it easy. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, again, if you want to be part of Nailed the Score, it's not too late. We do it till the top of the hour, and then it's done. You can also email us, like Dave in Vermont, at americatonight.net. It's 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We go from Eugene in Kentucky to Edna in Kansas. Hey, Edna.
Hi.
Now, for people who don't know, usually you say the same scoring guess every week. It's just a matter of the team. Who do you like?
The Cowboys.
And tell everybody what you think the score is going to be.
22-17.
I love that.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend.
Same to you.
All right, 22-17. Wow. And there's something to that. Like I keep saying, it is like playing the lottery. So I guess when people play the lottery, you play the same, especially if you do it every week, the theory is you play the same numbers. Faye in Kentucky, she steps into the ring with us. Hey, Faye, how are you doing?
Oh, fine. Thank you.
Who do you like?
I'm going to take the Vikings 31-27.
31, let me make sure, 31-27. You are the official owner of that score of the Vikings.
Okay.
All right, enjoy it.
Uh-huh, thank you.
All right. Okay, so, wow, everybody is picking the Vikings.
It's making me a little scared.
I was just going to say that. I'm
I got a little bit of superstition going on. I don't like picking my team. I don't like having it the game of the week. Everyone's picking the Vikings. It is not good right now.
Oh, it'll be a sad day for those Minnesotans if they lose.
Cardinals and Saints.
Well, you just have to promise me, when you are back on Sunday, you don't have one of those blue moods if they lose.
If they lose, I don't know if I'm showing up.
It is rough.
Solo.
It is rough when your team is at this stage in the game. Because here's what happens. I mean, these guys are athletes. They're making good buck. I mean, hey, I don't feel like, oh, you know, I feel so bad if they lose. But having covered teams and gone through the season with them, it is a long season. I mean, baseball, the craziest, 162. But even with football, you go through the training camp, you go through the mini camps, the training camps, you go through the workouts, everything that is entailed with football. And you don't realize it, I think, until you're actually on the field as to just, gosh, how rough it is. Boy, and I'd stand on those sidelines with they would let you down, because if you were traveling with them, they would let you down on the sidelines the last couple of minutes because you had to get to the locker room. Boy, and you'd be there on the sidelines, and it's like freight trains. You hear those cracks. And then, you know, I used to make fun of, like, somebody, the injury report would be turf toe. Oh, not after I saw it. Then there was no more making fun of turf toes. Let's go to John in Kentucky from Tennessee, I think. Hey, John.
Hey.
You are in Kentucky from Tennessee?
Yes.
Okay, you wanted me to know I love Tennessee. Is that why you said that?
Yeah, I'm on the road right now.
Oh, I got you. Do you know a place called Murfreesboro?
I sure do.
Oh, good people there. I had family that lived there for a long time, and I used to go down there, then head out to Nashville.
Yeah, it's a great place.
It is a great place. John, what do you think? Who do you like, the Vikings, or do you like the Cowboys?
I'm going to take the Cowboys 24-21, Dallas in overtime.
Ooh, in overtime. Oh, I love overtime games, just like that Arizona game. All right, 24-21. You own it. You got that score, John. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Coming up, we'll take some more guesses. We're almost up against it. 800-259-5791. Got a couple of emails that are trickling in. Here's one from Sean. Sean says, oh, I love when you do Nail the Score. I got to tell you, I can't believe everyone's picking the Vikings. I think it's going to be the Cowboys, and you're just jaded because you don't like the Cowboys. But I think the Cowboys win this one 45-17. They are going to shove the ball down the Vikings' throat. Ooh, I don't think they're going to do that, Sean. I think it's going to be a closer game, number one. We'll take more coming up in just a few minutes here on ATN.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you.
So we're nailing the score here deep into the playoffs, and somehow the great big computer, the supercomputer at our plush studios in Minneapolis, picked the Vikings hosting the Cowboys, and we're getting some emails in here. Hello to Christina, who's listening to us in Sweden. She likes the Vikings 31-28. Wow, that's close to Faye. Faye said 31-27. And then we got a couple of other emails too. So if you can't get through on the phone lines or you don't want to and you're busy, you can get us via email. Dave in Vermont. Let's see. He likes the Cowboys and the score is 35-21. 35-21. Those are almost fighting words in Vermont. Most of the people from Vermont are New York fans. Giants, sometimes the Jets. Okay, let's go to, let me see here. John in Kentucky. Hello, John.
Hey, I think 34-31 the Cowboys.
34-31 Cowboys. Are you a Cowboy fan?
I really don't care nothing about the Cowboys.
Okay, I like that. That makes me feel better. It's a random pick. So you're putting it close, as I agree with you. I think it could be a close game, but we'll see. Will you be watching it?
I'm going to try, but I'll probably be farming, honestly.
Farming? Oh, that sounds... What are you farming?
Cattle.
Oh, I have been on a cattle ranch before. That is hard work. Is it hard work?
It's pretty tough.
It's tough. But
I have another job also. I have a real job, and then I have my cattle job.
I like that. A real job. Okay, and the real job has nothing to do with cattle.
No, it's building cars.
Oh, that sounds interesting, too. Have you mean you can build a car from scratch?
No, I work at Toyota.
Oh, okay, so you work at Toyota, and then you do the cat. Wow, you must be in great shape.
I'm not in great shape, but I'm busy, that's for sure.
I hope you have it between all these jobs. Please tell me you have a day off.
Not very often.
Oh, John.
I make
it
to church on Sunday. That's about it.
Well, let's hope in the future you can somehow coordinate it where you get at least one day off. I am wishing you very good luck on this. We'll see what happens. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
How about that? Working two jobs. So I say people are working two jobs and cattle. That's tough. Boy, that can be some long hours. Dana is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dana.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. Are you picking the Cowboys?
Well, of course I am. And you know that oldest person, I think that was his name from the southern state, that said Minnesota, the Vikings 34 and Dallas 21?
Uh-huh.
I want to flip it. Dallas 34 and the Vikings 21. Can I do that? Just different teams.
No, you can do that. 34-21 Cowboys. I'm just making sure nobody else has said that for the Cowboys. But, no, you have it. You've got it.
And I think I'm in love. I think I'm in love with Marion Barber, and it's his hair. Have you seen him play? That big, those locks hanging down his back.
I've seen him play up close and personal, yes. He is he's fun to watch.
Yeah, he is, and he's like a steamroller. If you notice, when he starts down that field, everybody kind of steps back.
Yeah.
And just kind of lets him have his way, because I think he'd plumb run him into the ground. And then Felix Jones is another one that's fascinating to watch. He's there, and then he's gone. You know, he's wiry and fast. And then Tony Romo has this arm that is just, amazing. You know, it's not only long distance, but it's high altitude, too. He is really a good quarterback. And I haven't been interested in the Cowboys since Tom Landry and the guys back in the 80s. Saubach and
Randy White.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a long time ago, because they got so unpredictable and so crappy and you never knew. And I think they've got a really good coach right now, and I think they're really going to do well this year. They sure look like they are.
Wow, Dan, I love that optimism coming out of Texas. We'll see, because you're going up against, you know, Matt, who is just all about the Vikings and thinks no way can the Cowboys come in there. So it's almost fighting words. We'll see. Enjoy the game.
Thanks. You too.
All right. So Dana talks just like the people that are in my neighborhood. That's exactly in my hood. That's what they're saying. That it's that this is a different time. That Tony Romo has found it, and it's like Dana said, he's dialed it up, and that offense is a lot of different players. Jason Witten making some plays. Miles Austin making some plays, and Barber making plays, and then the very wily, that's a good description, Felix Jones. Minnesota's defense has its work cut out for it, but I think they can stop the Cowboys. I hate to rain on your parade, Dana, but we'll see. I mean, we'll see. It's going to be an interesting game, let's hope. Because I have to tell everybody this. For me, I am a sports fan, but for me, even having done this and still do it for a living, I'll do some stuff occasionally for Fox and for some other people. If I just watch the games, I gotta see close games. I don't know about you guys, but these blowout games or these lopsided, one-sided games, I don't like it. I hate wasting time watching games that aren't like right there on the line. So I got interested in that Arizona game quickly when that started to happen. Not in the beginning, because In fact, I left the game and took my dog for a walk, came back, and was stunned at how close it was. And that turned out to be exciting, the finish anyway. Certainly for the Cardinals, it turned out to be exciting. I don't know if it'll come down to that with, not for Green Bay fans, but I don't know if it'll come down to that with the Cowboys and the Vikings. I don't think we're going to have overtime or have it that close that it's the final moments of the game. Do you, Matt, do you think it's going to come down to the final moments of the game?
I don't think so. I don't get the whole hype around the Cowboys, and it's only because they destroyed the Eagles twice in games where the Eagles were banged up and they didn't. I mean, you're an Eagles fan. They weren't at full strength, and everyone big on the Cowboys, who have yet to win a key road game, in my opinion. They haven't. I mean, Romo's won one playoff game, which was last week at home against the Eagles, who are dinged up.
Right. So how much does that play into it when they go up against the Vikings?
We've never lost at home this year.
Boy, it would be a tough loss if he lost to the Cowboys. I'd be surprised. It's funny. One thing that Dana said that I definitely didn't agree with is Wade Phillips, because Wade Phillips in Dallas has been massively under pressure. And, you know, because of how they've played in the playoffs in the past, and his job was absolutely, I mean, Jerry Jones flat out said it, his job was on the line. They had to at least get into the playoffs to save his gig, because they have Jason Garrett, who's one of the highest paid assistant in the NFL, in the wings to take over, and then there was questions about him. So there is questions about the Cowboys, but you're right, it's weird. Now that they have had these wins in a row, even if you listen to the commentators on, especially CBS, I noticed it, but on some of the ESPN guys and some of the Fox guys, Matt, I don't know if you caught any of that, they're just all over the Cowboys. They're the team. Phil Sims says they've got it. They've got the hot hand. They've got the momentum. I like the Cowboys. They're rolling. They're hitting on all cylinders. I thought, wow, I must be missing something.
You say you disagree with Dana about that, but do you agree with her crush on Marion Barber?
No. Well, no. I like Marion. Listen, I like Marion Barber. And actually, personally, I've talked to him in a sports setting, you know, where he was a guest on two shows. I didn't. He is a great guy, and he is fun to watch. He is. She's right. And the people in Dallas love him. Absolutely. I don't have a crush on him, but yeah.
Little known fact too is his little brother Dominic, who plays safety for the Houston Texans, outstanding high school hockey player.
Really? I didn't know that.
He made the All-Metro team.
You're kidding.
Nope, he probably could have played college, too, if he wanted to, but he went and played football instead.
So two sports. Well, he probably made the right move then if he's with the Texans.
Right.
Yeah, because it comes down to that. You remember, you have to go way back. You think of those two sports stars. Like, remember the Bo Knows commercials, Bo Jackson, and how he played football and baseball? And then, of course, there's Deion Sanders. And then there was the great Michael Jordan, his foray into baseball. Not quite as good as he was. He was absolutely and still is one of the best all-time basketball players, I'd have to say. All right, so we got all of your guesses loaded in. If you send something to me via email, don't worry. As long as it's right before the top of the hour, I've got it in, and we will record it, duly note it. Good luck to everybody who's trying to nail the score.
Brett Favre.
What did I tell you the first time we met?
All I want to know is you got your popcorn ready. Do you got your popcorn ready? I love me some meat. I can't stand myself.